You see, if you take the heroic age of the Greeks, say, there were poems about the military heroes. In the religious period of the Middle Ages, art was related directly to religion, and people's attitudes toward life were definitely closely knit to the religious viewpoints. It was a religious age. This is not a scientific age from that point of view. Now, that there are unscientific things is not my grief. That's a nice word. I mean, that is not what I am worrying about, that there are unscientific things. That something is unscientific is not bad. There is nothing the matter with it. It is just unscientific. And scientific is limited, of course, to those things that we can tell about by trial and error. For example, there is the absurdity of the young these days, chanting things about purple people-eaters and hound dogs, something that we cannot criticize at all if we belong to the old flatfoot flugie and a floy-floy, or the music goes down and around. Sons of mothers who sang about Come Josephine in my flying machine, which sounds just about as modern as I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China. So in life, in gaiety, in emotion, in human pleasures and pursuits, and in literature and so on, there is no need to be scientific. There is no reason to be scientific. One must relax and enjoy life. That is not the criticism. That is not the point. But if you do stop to think about it for a while, you will find that there are numerous, mostly trivial things which are unscientific unnecessarily. For instance, there are extra seats in the front here, even though there are people standing in the back. While I was talking to some of the students in one of the classes, one man asked me a question, which was, "Are there any attitudes or experiences that you have when working in scientific information which you think might be useful in working with other information?" By the way, I will at the end say how much of the world today is sensible, rational, and scientific. It's a great deal. So I am only taking the bad parts first. It's more fun. Then we soften it at the end. And I latched onto that as a nice organizing way to make my discussion of all the things that I think are unscientific in the world. I would like, therefore, to discuss some of the little tricks of the trade in trying to judge an idea. We have the advantage that we can ultimately refer the idea to experiment in the sciences, which may not be possible in other fields. But nevertheless, some of the ways of judging things, some of the experiences, undoubtedly are useful in other ways. So I start with a few examples. The first one has to do with whether a man knows what he is talking about, whether what he says has some basis or not. And my trick that I use is very easy. If you ask him intelligent questions, that is, penetrating, interested, honest, frank, direct questions on the subject, and no trick questions, then he quickly gets stuck. It is like a child asking naive questions. If you ask naive but relevant questions, then almost immediately the person doesn't know the answer, if he is an honest man. It is important to appreciate that, and I think that I can illustrate one unscientific aspect of the world which would be probably very much better if it were more scientific. It has to do with politics. Suppose two politicians are running for president, and one goes through the farm section and is asked, "What are you going to do about the farm question?" And he knows right away, bang, bang, bang. Now he goes to the next campaigner who comes through.